This is Gavin Dahl with the KVNF Regional Newscast. Coming up, KVNF News finds out the latest on the relocation of the Bureau of Land Management's headquarters from Washington, D.C. to Grand Junction. Plus, the City of Aurora Police Department is under investigation, and the State Capitol building could soon be fortified. First, here's Jody Peterson with headlines.
With high temperatures and dry, windy weather expected to continue, the Delta Montrose Electric Association, or DMEA, is now implementing fire precautions. The precautions mean that more field work will be done by personnel rather than with automated or remotely controlled equipment. This significantly reduces the risk of a fire being started by electrical equipment, but DMEA members may find that power outages last longer than under normal conditions. Mesa County and the Bureau of Land Management are implementing Stage 2 fire restrictions effective on Friday, August 14th. This order applies to all of Mesa County, including the Colorado National Monument and BLM-administered public lands. It does not apply to land in the Grand Mesa, Uncompahgre, and Gunnison National Forests, which are not under fire restrictions at this time. Stage 2 fire restrictions prohibit the use of anything outdoors that produces an open flame that is not liquid-fueled or gas-fueled. For a complete description of restrictions, see the Mesa County Sheriff's website. Montrose, Delta, and Ouray counties have all lifted Stage 1 fire restrictions that were in place earlier this summer. Meanwhile, massive wildfires burning north of Grand Junction and east of Glenwood Springs continue to spread rapidly with little hope of containment. The Grizzly Creek fire has closed down travel on I-70 with no estimated time for reopening. Several factors are making that fire difficult to contain, according to Mary Cernicek, Public Information Officer for the Grizzly Creek Fire.
Mother Nature has not been cooperating, and what we have is some really active fire behavior. We have warm and dry weather without a lot of humidity, and we have a red flag warning in effect again. It's ideal for fires to combust. It's ideal for rapid spread of the fire. Less ideal for the firefighters trying to stop it.
The Delta County Health Department is reporting the first human case of West Nile virus this year in a 67-year-old male from the Cedar Edge area. The Health Department says that there is a large amount of West Nile virus circulating in Delta County mosquitoes this year. For KVNF, this is Jody Peterson.
The State Capitol building could soon be fortified with new metal gates, bulletproof windows, and more security cameras. KVNF's Capitol coverage reporter Scott Franz has more.
Officials are considering the security measures after the historic building sustained more than $1 million worth of damage and vandalism during summer protests. Kara Veach oversees the Capitol maintenance. She says windows and doors are the most vulnerable.
A really strong person can pull and pull and pull and sometimes open those doors, posing great risk.
Veach says the state is recommending metal gates be installed to protect the lower floors of the building. Lawmakers had a private discussion about the potential measures on Tuesday. An engineering company is figuring out how much they would cost. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
One of Colorado's police departments is under investigation. It follows two serious incidents involving people of color. The Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
In a statement, Colorado's Office of the Attorney General said it's been looking into the Aurora Police Department near Denver for a few weeks now. At issue is whether the law enforcement agency is denying people their constitutional rights. The investigation comes a year after police put Elijah McClain in a chokehold. The unarmed 23-year-old black man was then sedated by medical responders and later died. McClain's family has filed a civil lawsuit against the department, the city, and medical responders. The Attorney General's office says it's investigating the young man's death. Aurora PD also came under fire recently after its officers handcuffed a mother and her children after mistaking their car as a stolen vehicle. Police Chief Vanessa Wilson later apologized during an interview with the television station Denver 7.
It's uncalled for. And it shouldn't have happened, and I wish we could take it back.
There have been almost 50 fatal encounters with police in Aurora since the year 2000. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
Last year, the Bureau of Land Management announced it would move its headquarters from Washington, D.C. to Grand Junction. Here's KVNF's Jody Peterson with an update on the move and on the opposition to making William Perry Pendley the agency's permanent director.
The Bureau of Land Management has now made its headquarters move to Grand Junction official as of Monday, August 10th. Interior Secretary David Bernhardt signed an order formally establishing Grand Junction as BLM's headquarters instead of its previous location of Washington, D.C. The BLM oversees more than 245 million acres of federal public land, most of it in the West. KVNF spoke with E&E News reporter Scott Streeter to find out more.
The Deputy Director of Operations, Mike Ned, has been there since last Monday, I believe, and he oversees the day-to-day operations of the Bureau of Land Management, the more than 9,000 employees. So it's him and some assistant directors, some other top people.
Has the BLM managed to staff all the higher-level positions in that office?
Not really, but they really, in the past month or so, they've really announced a lot of hires. There still are some vacancies. I wish I had more specific numbers because I haven't been able to get those from the Bureau of Land Management.
The BLM's acting director since last summer, William Perry Pendley, was recently nominated by President Trump to become the agency's permanent director. However, Pendley's nomination has met fierce opposition. On August 11th, the entire Democratic caucus of the U.S. Senate sent President Trump a letter asking for Pendley's nomination to be withdrawn.
47 members of the Senate, almost half, all Democrats, sent a letter to the president opposing Pendley. And most of it has to do with his past views and his past work. The Mountain States Legal Foundation, he's been involved in lawsuits against the Interior Department. He wrote an op-ed for the Washington Examiner in 2017 that came to light, in which he said the Black Lives Matter movement was based on a, quote, terrible lie, unquote. That is one of the biggest reasons why Senator Joe Manchin, West Virginia, the ranking Democrat on the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, prompted him to say, you know, I can't vote to support him, prompted the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel to write an editorial opposing Mr. Pendley's nomination. I mean, do you want to confirm somebody to lead the federal government's largest landowner who has stated before that, or advocated before, that the federal government should sell the lands it owns in the West to the state? And then the social justice issues as well. The NAACP was part of a letter of 300 groups opposing him. I don't know whether there'll ever be even a confirmation hearing at all. I mean, I certainly know that people like Senator Cory Gardner would be very happy if there was not. It would really test, if you're aligned with Trump, it would test your loyalty to that if you also, as Cory Gardner is doing in his reelection campaign, positioning yourself as a champion of public lands.
That was E&E News' Scott Streeter, and I'm Jody Peterson for KVNF.
That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Thanks for listening.